This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to get new figures on Chinese economic growth next week, Tuesday, and chances are they are going to be underwhelming. Big chunks of the second biggest economy in the world have been shut down on and off over the past couple of years as China stuck real hard to its zero COVID policy. That went away, zero COVID did, mostly, just last month. So there's a lot riding on how Chinese consumers react to that. As Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports, it starts with just going out.
Movie theaters in China were frequently closed without notice during the country's strict zero COVID policy. Moviegoers never knew when cinemas would be open. That put off film lovers like Danny Xu in eastern Anhui province.
Usually I go to the movie theater twice a month, but during the pandemic, I've cut down to once a month.
The last movie he saw was the Avatar sequel, The Way of Water. But the film's opening weekend on December 16th took in just under $60 million at the Chinese box office, far less than the $100 million expected. By then, almost all the pandemic restrictions were gone. But people were either recovering from COVID or feared getting sick if they went to the cinema. Avatar fan Yuan Mengyi in Beijing said she wanted to see the film, but would only risk going when the theaters were less crowded. Right now, she's in a buoyant mood and says in the year ahead, she wants to get out and spend.
I want to travel now, maybe to Hainan province.
Without the restrictions, people can now splash out and move about more freely. When I traveled with friends from Shanghai to the southern port city of Xiamen just after Christmas, everything went smoothly. Though our baggage took a while to come out. Many airport staff had called in sick. Coughing and ambulance sirens became the soundtrack to our trip. Despite media reports of overcrowded hospitals and crematoriums, China has only officially recorded 45 COVID deaths since late November. A short $5 ferry ride and we arrive at Gulang Island. The first 3 days were so quiet. Very nice for tourists, but not for business. Our local taxi driver says he's happy the country is finally reopening. Well, reopening may be overstating it. At a nearby tourist village, elderly residents put on their mask when they spotted me and my friends and then shut their doors. The taxi driver says it'll take time for everything to open up again. A loudspeaker ad for sea worm jelly, a local delicacy, at the Xiamen Seafood Market echoed down an empty street. Some stores were closed. They've gone out of business, says this convenience shop owner. Yeah, the lockdowns here were strict, he says. We had metal fences in front of our stores for most of 2021, and the rent was so high, they couldn't afford it, he says. He says he's out of hand sanitizers that I want. Anything COVID-related is gone. On New Year's Eve, we landed in northwestern China's Xi'an City. A year ago, it had a harsh lockdown, where at least one pregnant woman was denied access to the hospital and miscarried. Cities like Xi'an are trying hard to move past the trauma of zero COVID. As New Year dawned, young people filled the streets along Xi'an city walls that date back to the Ming Dynasty. The crowd set off pink, white, and blue fireworks. A souvenir vendor in the Muslim quarter says more people are coming out, but they're not buying. I sold, what, $3 today, she says? She doesn't expect business to improve until foreign tourists are allowed back in. And so far, China is not issuing tourist visas to foreigners. As for domestic consumers, some are spending money, but more on practical things. Again, Avatar fan Yuan Mengyi.
I bought online courses in psychology, photography, and editing. It has nothing to do with my field in finance, but I want to expand my knowledge.
Because she says, with the weak economy, she needs a plan B, in case she's out of a job. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.